to the Act Two Podcast, a podcast for the real life working screenwriter. I'm Tosh Hugh.
And I am Josh Hallman.
As a reminder, Act Two is a network and support group for the everyday working screenwriter. Not those not everyday working screenwriters.
Not Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
No. This podcast is just one of the things we do to support everyday working screenwriters. So thank you for joining us here. You can also join us on our Patreon, patreon.com/act2writers, where we have a community chat where you can ask questions and just talk to other writers, talk to us through the community chat. We do script clubs in if you are a Patreon member. We do that with our Patreon members over Zoom. We have we're breaking a fucking time travel movie.
Yeah.
Live for Patreon that we throw on there. Basically, it's like just a ton of bonus content, stuff that we just will randomly do. We'll go in there. I still feel like we owe Patreon a Newsies episode.
Oh, for sure.
Because I love Newsies.
Here's the other thing is that just, I think you brought this up, but in the community, anyone, like if someone has a question about a general meeting or about a log line or something, like that's what we're there for. People have asked us that, but I'm just bringing it up again.
Yeah. And as you've mentioned before, people, other writers who are within that Patreon community are having Zoom coffees and stuff to just meet all the other writers and just create a community. And my hope, knock on wood, is that eventually they create their own writers groups and start to have that kind of support for themselves as well.
Okay.
So that's that.
That's that.
I don't know. Can we just jump into it?
Let's just jump into things. So something happened to me, Tasha. I have written a script. I wrote a script a long time ago. It was kicking around out in the world. And then kind of before the strike happened, I started to work with a producer who got her hands on this script. And we ended up tweaking the script in a major way. Like we just changed a whole bunch of stuff. Okay. So I worked on the script and just kind of like, you know, got through it, tweaked it around, changed it. We were going to take it back out. The script has been sent in the changed form to a few places. That's all to say, just yesterday, I happened to run into the producer, and I kind of thought the script was dead, to be honest with you. It's just kind of, it's been sent places and it's just been sitting there to die. So I see her, I'm talking with her, the day goes on, and then I get a phone call from another producer just checking in with me. And he's like, hey, Josh, what's going on? I just wanted to kind of give you an update of what's going on with me. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So we're talking. And this producer says, you know, I'm looking for a script. It's a two-hander, an action movie, you know, these two guys that X, Y, and Z, kind of an action comedy. Do you have anything like that? And I said, you know, I don't. And I was trying to think of like what I actively had that I'd written, and I couldn't really think of anything. Then I hung up with that producer, and then I realized the old script that I had that I ended up changing was exactly what he was looking for.
Yeah.
So, are you with me in this story? Is this confusing?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
So, I then call the new producer and I said, hey, this is just what happened. And the producers know each other. Like, they're aware of each other. So, I said, this is what happened. I get this call from new producer. We were just kind of catching up. I know that we have this new version of the script, but what do you think about sending the old version of the script that I thought was also dead to that other producer? And we kind of kicked the idea around and she was like, okay, yeah, let's do it. Because I'm friendly with the producer.
Okay.
So I ended up sending this older version while also having a newer version that has been sent to other people. I've never been in this scenario before.
So a few producers have this new version, one of whom you called to say, hey, are you cool with me sending the old version to someone else?
Correct.
Because the new version doesn't fit what he wanted?
Correct. Because I switched it up so much.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Is it different enough that it feels like two different scripts?
Yes.
Wow.
Because I changed some genders. I changed like a bunch of stuff. So it was just really weird because I had to call the old producer. I was like,
how amazing would it be if both of these scripts got made and they're actually the same script?
That'd be great. There's a bunch of weird things that kind of kind of came from this. Number one, I realized the importance of just having scripts written, because I have talked to people recently, and because, you know, people are hustling right now, and I've gotten asked, hey, do you have this kind of script? Do you have this? Like, people have been asking for things because they want to hustle and they want a script. So a script is king or queen, however you want to look at it. And that was just a reminder.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm sorry, I know I've been talking for a really long time.
I love it.
Number two, it was also a reminder that I was getting called specifically about like action thrillers, mm-hmm. like certain things like two-handers, like, hey, do you have anything in this realm? And that goes back to so much that we've talked about just kind of like people knowing what you write.
Yeah. Yeah, because they know who to call if I'm looking for this thing. I call Josh Hallman.
I was just, when it all happened, I was like, oh, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast. But
that's super interesting.
It's weird. Never been in this scenario before.
Yeah. It's great.
A script that I've been calling it my zombie script because it just won't die.
And it's doing double duty. Not only is it back for the dead, but it's doing double duty.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
I think I feel like I'm going to get in, like, people are going to be mad at me is what I think is going to happen.
No, why? First of all, these other producers have not said that they're attaching themselves, so they have no right to shit.
That's true. It feels a little weird. There's like multiple versions of a different, like a script going around that, yeah, who cares, right?
Who cares?
Okay. Yeah, you know what? That's the whole purpose.
If it's different enough, it doesn't matter to me. I love it. Now, like, I have this like Machiavellian thing going on in my head where I just take a script that's done really well, like people like, and just do different versions of that where it's slightly different and just see if people will buy it if it's just slightly different.
So I did have that thought where I was like, wow, what if, you know, let's just say for sake of argument, one script is about a father or son, and then you just completely flip it and it's a mother daughter, but kind of like the exact same script, but just a complete gender swap. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, I have a This Week in Writing.
Yes.
So I had what I thought was a general the other day, yesterday.
Okay.
And I get to the meat, and this is the it again looks like you're drinking vodka. I know it's water, but it's in a very large bottle. So I go to this general, what I thought was a general. And this was a general that came from a producer that I used to work with. And I get there and he's like, okay, I want your take on this movie or this movie idea. And he starts pitching me this movie idea that I don't understand. That's not clearly not for me. And it's just like, just throwing it at me in the moment. And then he stops talking. He's like, okay, what do you think your take is? I was like, what? So I just want, like, this has never happened to me before in a general. So I just wanted to bring it up. This is clearly possible that this person will just, and this was like 5 minutes into the meeting. And I can't just say I don't have a take for that and move on.
Yeah.
Because we're only 5 minutes in, and that would be very embarrassing for all of us to just end the meeting at 5 minutes. So I had to think on my feet. And like we talked about in our last Pitching is Terrible episode, just like really improv the hell out of what I would do with an idea that I clearly would never work on ever.
Mm-hmm.
and somehow got through it with just kind of like, just kind of bullshitting through some character ideas. And I think another way I got out of it was just asking them a ton of questions.
Yeah.
Because the more they talked, the more time that wasted and the more interested I seemed.
Sure.
And I finally got out of the meeting. It actually ended up being about 45 minutes, which is impressive.
You did it.
I did it.
I always love like the what if scenario of someone coming to you or anybody with like an idea, and they're like, here's the idea. And it's something you just don't want to do. But, and it's like, I don't even want to do this. I can't like attach myself to this or something. But then there's like, you hear like the beeping sound of a truck kind of backing in, and then out falls like money. And and then they're like, here's just like a ton of money to do this. And you're like, all right, fine. And then that becomes your life. And you just resent doing something that becomes really great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always interesting to try to close the door on a, because you never want to like shut somebody out. It's like anything. Yeah. It's anything in the industry. You never want to burn any bridges or just, it's just like maybe, you know, it's just always interesting to try to get out of those scenarios.
Yeah. Because it clearly was not a meeting that was a real general, which is, you know, how'd you get into the business? Where are you from? And let me learn about you as a writer. He was here specifically to find someone to attach to this project.
Yeah.
And so if I said, hey, I'm sorry, I'm too busy, which I am, then I would have wasted his time. And this is someone too, like, I also had to take into account there are two people in this meeting. One guy came from like way down in like the Orange County area.
Oh. So
for those who don't know, that's an hour drive without traffic.
Yeah.
And with traffic is easily 1.5 to 2 hours. And then the other guy was just driving around Los Angeles all day to various meetings. So like he was gracious enough to come to where I happen to be. And so like in LA, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
If someone goes and drives that far, like you don't want to just be like, hey, after 5 minutes, I'm sorry. It's not worth my time. So I don't know. Just throwing that out there as an experience for everybody.
Incredibly thoughtful of you. It is. I'm going to go into my next topic.
Okay.
The movie Unfrosted.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this movie? It's the Jerry Seinfeld film on Netflix.
That's why Jerry's out there in the world right now.
Oh, Jerry's out in the world.
Okay.
So this is really interesting because I've heard a lot of people really dislike this movie.
Okay.
And so I turned it on and I was just fully engaged. And I was just watching through Unfrosted. And it was one of those movies where, and we've talked about this before, where you're just kind of entertained. You're not sure if it's like a good movie, if the writing is there. But like, I guess it's good if you're entertained. I happen to love Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But from like a writing perspective, there was just, it's just one of those things where it's like, this isn't like a script that is going to just break new ground or anything like that. But like the presentation of it for me was really engaging. And I always find that just really interesting how to do that, where you're just kind of like, this isn't that deep, but it's also like really entertaining. Mm-hmm. And so I was along for the ride, but a lot of people don't like it. I think they don't, a lot of people just have certain feelings about Seinfeld or whatever. Like,
I guess it's like, yeah, do you like Jerry Seinfeld's form of humor or not?
Sure.
And his presentation or not?
Yeah, it's a bit of a satire. It's just a very unique take on an apparent true story. So
okay.
if you see Unfrosted.
I've never even heard of it.
Do you even know what it's about?
No.
It's basically the early 60s. The battle between Kellogg's and Post to get a Pop-Tart to market.
Oh, yes. I've seen the trailer and I didn't realize Jerry Seinfeld was in it.
Not only is he in it, he wrote he directed it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Color me intrigued.
Color me intrigued.
I might give it 5 minutes. Yeah, but check it out. I just find it interesting when movies can do that, because a lot of times we analyze scripts and we just break down, well, what's the character arc? What's this? What's that?
You know,
and like sometimes that just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And it's still a good movie.
Yeah. I mean, dare I bring it back again?
Do it.
Godzilla X Kong. Talked to a writer friend of mine and she was like, ugh, I hated it. The writing is so bad. I'm like, I know. And then she would like listed all these things that didn't make sense that should have been different. I was like, I know. But I loved it.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of film and movies, is why it's like someone can just love something and someone else just doesn't love it. And I mean, I would argue in Godzilla X Kong, it was a bit of an arc with that scientist who has to, doesn't she let her daughter go at the end?
She does, but the daughter decides to stay.
Oh, that's right.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. Dude, we just might need to do a full breakdown on this movie. Oh,
I just love it so much.
This is like Maverick.
All right. I have one more.
Okay.
I think that I want to talk about, which is the power of editing.
Oh.
So I was talking to my manager, who was talking about my manager also produces, and she's produced movies and TV shows, and she's very good and has done many things. And she was talking about how after they've shot a movie or a TV show, they get into the editing room and they see sort of the V1 that usually the director or the showrunner has worked with the editor to put together. And she, as a producer, is like, oh, fuck, this is bad. This is real, real bad. This is so bad. We're going to need to spend millions of dollars on reshoots to fix this. Holy shit, what do we do? And it goes into kind of panic mode. But then she said, I have had editors that were so good that they were able to cut things around, change the pacing, do X, Y, or Z, add some sort of, you know, like voiceover or change where people's lines are, all of the stuff to like make scenes make sense, that they no longer had to spend millions of dollars on reshoots, that this editor alone fixed the movie or show. And I just really took this lesson in, and it is just so true. And is something, again, as a writer, we tend to forget that it is a collaborative process all the way through, because we're just so focused on getting the writing to a certain place that's just really, really, really good. Things that work in script, once you actually get it, you know, shot and put together, weirdly might not make sense.
Yeah.
Because what when you read it on the page, your brain was making all of the right connections on the page, but then visually, when you add that new component, it's suddenly not executing in the same way. Or maybe the director took it in a direction that wasn't the same that was in your head, so you're no longer making the connections because of something the director did, right? And so now you go into fix-it mode, and we talked about this before, how a big part of writing is problem solving. Once you get into the editing room, this is a big part of the discussion that was around the time of the strike, is if you're a showrunner, and you're in the editing room, that's kind of considered writing. Because you're rewriting the script as you're editing and removing scenes, moving dialogue and all of that stuff to make things make sense. And I just want to put it out there that that is a skill that I think is very important for us all to learn. When you watch things, that's why we say to read the script and then watch something to see how it's put together, how things are edited.
Don't they say the editors are the final writers?
Yeah, I love it. And it's so true. It's such a cool skill. And so I told you, I texted Josh the other day. I was like, I need to get back into editing. I haven't done it since college. Like, what programs are there? I need to learn them immediately.
Oh, man. Yeah, I love it. And yes, again, going back to reading the script, watching a movie or television show, it's so helpful. Like, and just even when voices kind of like overlap or when scenes just transition, like, and it just keeps the flow of things going just in such a beautiful way in editing and just moving scenes. And let me just give a shout out to Paul. Just, I love him.
Paul's the greatest editor.
He's the greatest. I don't want to bring anything else. I want to just end on that because that's a good note.
Let's get into our main topic. Would you like to present our main topic, Joshua?
Yes. Da-da-da-da-da-da. We are having a get-together, a party, a mixer, a gathering at All Seasons Brewery on La Brea in Hollywood. It's on May 16th, which would be Thursday, May 16th. If you're hearing it, it's this week. And if you're hearing this since too late, you missed out. So too bad for you. And we're having this thing. This is our second time we've done it. It's the Act 2 Mixer, even though we don't like to use the word mixer. And it's going to be great. We're all going to be there. You and I, more people. I know some people who are coming. That's it.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Yeah. This episode is all about talking about our mixer. We just want to talk about it because, again, I do think people either misunderstand what these are or come with different intentions or goals or fears and want to just lay that all bare. This is a time. So last time we came, and we're going to have the same thing. We had these outdoor tables, these huge outdoor tables out on the patio of All Seasons Brewery. It's a huge brewery. It's very cool. And these tables are blocked out for Act 2. Sit around a table, grab a drink, or wander around and meet people. And we'll have name tags.
Is it true that you're taking pitches at the Act 2 event?
God damn it.
No.
If you want to pitch to me and I can grade how you pitch.
Pass.
We can practice being executives. No, it's really just to meet other writers. And again, it's to just build out your community, because a big part of our struggle as writers is not knowing other writers. So it's, you kind of keep the struggle to yourself and you have no one to complain to or voice questions to or concerns about. And so the more you surround yourself with other writers who are going through the same shit, A, the more likely you are to continue to do this job because you don't feel as isolated. And when you have a problem that freaks you out or depresses you, or insert other emotion here that's going to make you want to leave this industry, you can talk to another writer about it and realize you're not alone and sort of push through it and continue on. I think the more writers have that, the more we are likely to succeed.
Yeah.
So that is a big part of it. And it really is just to get to know people. And as part of that, because I am an introvert by nature, I bring games.
Yeah.
So last time we had our mixer, I had a movie and TV quiz, I think. And like the bonus question was something about the podcast.
Sure.
Some information. If you listen to the podcast, you would know. And then the winner got a prize. We're going to do that again.
Okay.
This time, Joshua.
Okay.
Well, it's not going to be the same idea of a quiz, but we're going to have some kind of quiz of some kind, because I love quizzes because I'm a giant nerd. And if you win, you will get prizes. Josh is bringing them.
Here's the thing. I guess now is as good as time as any to say we have revamped the Act 2 store. And we have new t-shirts. We've got stuff. Yeah, let's just give away like some shirts.
Hell yeah. We've got a brand new logo. We're new people.
You know what I was thinking is I was going to just bring some t-shirts and sweatshirts. I don't know if I'm going to do that. What I think I might do is to the winner, just order them something so I can get their proper size and send it to them rather than like, because there's nothing worse than when you go somewhere and like you really want a shirt or something, a piece of attire, and then it's like six sizes too big. And you're like, I'll never, what am I going to do with this?
That's fair.
So, you know, if you might be someone who likes a certain style and we're going to. We're going to respect that because that's what we do.
I love that about you, us.
So, yeah.
Are you going to bring stickers?
Oh, yeah. Stickers will be there.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, we need to get rid of these stickers. They're for people's computers. I have.
I mean, they can be for anything. I'm going to put mine on my water bottle. So.
Oh, yeah. No. Stickers. I'm a big sticker fan. We've got some.
Do we have too many? Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is we have a lot of stickers. Listen, I went big. And we have three different designs.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm going to have all of them.
Yeah, no, you're...
Get a tattoo of one of these stickers.
The funniest part is just having all of this stuff and then like being like, oh, and by the way, Tasha, look at this.
You'll just get random pictures of Act 2 merchandise. And I'm like, yes! And we're continuing to build it out. It's really cool. It's a really cool store. Josh, is it live yet, our store? Can we point people to it?
Yes, it is live, and we'll put it on Instagram.
Boom.
And in the description of this episode.
Awesome. I can't wait. I can't wait to just throw new things in there.
Yeah,
as we go.
I can't wait to refine it. Now I got to get it ready. No, it's going to be great. So anyway.
Josh, what are you going to be drinking at the Act 2 Mixer?
That's a great question. I like to plot this out. Do they have tequila at... Do they?
Wow. I would fully expect the answer to be rosé. We're going Casamigos.
No. I'm 100% going to be in on the rosé.
It's a very different night depending on what you pick.
Yeah. I will be sipping some rosé.
Okay.
They better have rosé there.
I challenge anyone to move him from rosé to Casamigos. So,
then the Act 2 mixer.
Ubering?
That turns into a different night. That's me sitting around the campfire just talking.
Gather around, children. Yeah. Let me tell you a tale. A
couple years ago, let me tell you about a script. Yeah, that's what I'll be drinking. Just floating around. It's going to be great.
As another thing, I'm not going to organize people's writers groups. However, I do want to bring a sheet for people who want to be in a writers group who can sign up on this sheet so that you can all kind of connect with each other. So you can put your name, you can put your email address, and hopefully take a picture of that by the end of the night, and you can eventually meet people who you can start a writer's group with, if that is helpful to you. And honestly, I'm coming for the stickers. And and then talking to new writers. I mean, we met so many cool Act Two writers last time, people who listened to the podcast and have come from very far distances, like Orange County and beyond. Yeah. I can't wait.
I will say we don't take it for granted. Thank you if you do come out. It's we get it. It's not easy to drive certain distances or break away from families or break away from work or whatever it is.
Enter a party where you know nobody.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
It is. When you're rolling solo. But hey, you know us.
You know us. Come up and say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I hate your podcast.
Critique it. Last thing I'll say, a dating app for writers, but for writers groups.
Yes. It's just so obvious to me.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. I'll sign off on that.
Because I also feel like in dating apps, don't you have to put, I'm asking you, you've never been on a dating app.
Yeah.
You have to put like.
I've used them though. For my friends.
For your friends.
Yeah. My burner accounts, but yeah.
It's like your version of a video game. But I feel like you have to put things like, I don't know, just like certain requirements that you have, right? And I feel like that would be the same for a writer's group. Like, are you able to meet once a week?
Yeah.
Or twice a week, twice a month?
Do you have pets?
Do you have pets?
Is a dog going to be a problem? Action, comedy, thriller, contained.
Yeah. Are we starting this?
Yeah, how's this
not?
Do we
know anyone who has?
If you are a programmer or if you know somebody, is this like a ask ChatGPT to create the programming for it?
Oh, God, don't start. Ugh, gross. Ugh.
Yeah, let's do this. This would be great.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Okay.
People need writers groups for sure.
Yeah.
What's another part of our mixer that people need to know? Parking. There is a parking structure right across the street from the brewery. However, it is expensive.
Yeah.
I believe last time I ended up finding parking on the street after hours, so that was fine. But my husband parked in the parking lot, and he said it was $20 by the end of the night. So,
really?
Yeah. It's not great. It's not great. There is a lot of street parking, but you may have to walk a block or two. I fucking hate Los Angeles. It's just reminding me how much I hate it. But it is worth it. They also have valet, which is probably around $10 to $15. I don't know offhand.
Yeah, and I don't trust valet.
That's easier for you. And I'm going to be the same price as the parking lot anyways. Might as well. So just FYI, come a little earlier if you want. But it is from 7 to 9. Mm-hmm. So just FYI there. For Patreon, our Patreon members, however, you'll get a special email this week about something additional that we will be doing for our Patreon members. So look out for that if you are on Patreon. If you are not on Patreon yet and want to be and want to do that special thing for the mixer, join up and you will also get that email ahead of the mixer.
Okay.
That's it. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
I may sit down the whole time just because I get tired walking around to everybody, but please feel free to come up to me.
For sure.
I feel like Josh is the walk arounder.
I do like walking around.
I'm very excited. Last time I was at sort of a get together with numerous people, including Joshua, where drinks were involved. He got in a fight with someone about James Bond. So this is going to be
I wouldn't classify it as a
fantastic.
Fight.
Fantastic. An altercation.
It's just conversation. I don't know, man.
These are the things that matter.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know. All right.
All right. Well, we will see you there. We can't wait. We're very excited to see you all and to hear your stories and just talk about writing. So join us on May 16th at 7 p.m. at All Seasons Brewery. Quote of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Writing is something you do alone. It's a profession for introverts who want to tell you a story but don't want to make eye contact while doing it. John Green. Please remember to rate and subscribe. Follow us at Act Two Writers for more awesome writing stuff. You can follow me, Tasha, at Story Thursday on Instagram or on Twitter at Tasha3.0.
I am Josh Hallman on Instagram, Joshua Hallman on Twitter.
And as always, the Act Two podcast is a production of Act Two, a network and support group for the everyday working screenwriter. This episode was edited by Paul Lundquist.